Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Morena Jenna, how's it going?
Morena. How are you? I'm good. I'm in Christmas mode.
A Christmas
mode. End of year mode.
Are you guys pretty much just working around the clock at Time Out Bookstore until Christmas Eve?
Yeah. Well, we're 9 till 9 anyway, but they had a huge weekend.
People just trying to slide in. Yeah.
There's interesting phases of Christmas shopping. So, like, we try and get people to come in as early as possible to make sure they get what they want. But I know these people out there who haven't even started thinking about it. And it also is interesting with retail about what day of the week Christmas sits on. It really changes what weekends are busy. And yeah.
It's really going to be all about next weekend, eh? 21st and 22nd. But mind you, most people will probably be finished on the 23rd. Who's going right through to Christmas Eve? Let us know. 5395.
Yeah, you'll have the people who finish on Friday going away on Saturday morning would have just shopped, and then the people who are going away after will be coming in this weekend and during the week too.
Now, Jenna, we are taking texts this morning on 5395 from people who are looking for book recommendations. Given that you're our resident expert on book suggestions, shall we start with our first question that we've got here?
Feel nervous.
Sorry, I've got a million texts, so I'm just trying to... Okay, looking for a sci-fi type book for a 15-year-old girl. She's enjoyed Ender's Game and The Dust Trilogy, brackets Silo.
One of the top-selling books in the young adult section at the moment is this book called Sunderworld Volume 1, The Extraordinary Disappointments of Leopold Berry. And it's written by Ransom Riggs, who wrote Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children. So it's a little bit of an offbeat young adult book. And it's set in LA, and it's got a main character who's 17 who starts seeing weird things around them. So there's a little bit of sci-fi off the wall in there. If you want to go a bit more hard out, you could go...
Hard out, yes.
Yeah, hard out sci-fi.
Hard out sci-fi, yep.
Ministry for the Future by Kim Stanley Robinson, but it's a bit more of a weighty tome recommended by Obama that has political climate change aspects in it as well. And I have one more recommendation, which is this book that's kind of been a word of mouth debut called The Ministry of Time, which is it's sci-fi, dystopian, also a bit of romance as well. And it's about in England, there's this ministry. Oh, no, it's called, The Ministry for the Future. Sorry, I'm getting confused because there's two ministries. Ministry for the Future. There's this ministry called the Ministry of Future, where they bring five people back from the past to live within our current world. And it's narrated by a woman who's a bridge. She's the person looking after this guy who's come in from the Shackleton's exhibition in the 1700s.
Wow.
And cool. And so there's a bit of a political thriller, but it has science, history, romance, etc. So I think that could be a good summer read for a 15-year-old as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Next question for Jenna from Timeouts. 12-year-old boys, please. Not sporty, but into fishing and being outdoors.
I was thinking about something for this lovely 12-year-old. This book's from the adult section, but it's Cracking Yarns and Tall Tales from the Bush, Sam the Trap Man, which is the story of Sam Gibson. He starts off with his life about in the bush as a hunter-gatherer. And I think that could be a good age to start delving into the adult nonfiction section, because I find those can be quite accessible. I think that would be a fun one and perhaps inspiring, and perhaps find out what he could do with his hobbies to take on when he's older.
Morena, I'd love to know if you have a review for the new Jacqueline Wilson book. She was my favourite author as a child, and I'm considering it as a gift for some young family and for myself, actually.
I read the odd Jacqueline Wilson as a kid, but I was slightly older. I was more of a Judy Blume, Anne M. Martin, Francine Pascal reader myself, but I do remember reading The Odd One, but I know there's been lots of hype around this. This is Jacqueline Wilson's first adult book. It's called Think Again. It's about people in their, it's taking characters from her earlier books, but they're in their late 30s. I would say it has, from looking at reviews, quite mixed reviews. Mm. But I think if you're very connected to her writing and those characters, you would probably enjoy it more than if you were just someone picking going up for the first turkey. Time. Yeah. And maybe for the younger ones who haven't read her before, they could read in your life, they could read a couple of her earlier ones, which are still in print and still cranking along.
Now, someone is asking, would love a book recommendation for my brother, a holiday page turner for someone who doesn't usually like mainstream authors.
Yep, cool. Okay. I think a few weeks ago I reviewed Juice by Tim Winton, and in the shop I've been recommending this as a book for people such as your brother, of because it's really big, but it's got very short chapters and they kind of end on a slight cliffhanger every time, but it's so much deeper and richer in terms of its storytelling aspect and reaching back to like talking about climate change, but it reads like a thriller, Mad Max-esque mm-hmm. type book. I think that's the good page turner of the summer, and I think also that people get overwhelmed when they look at how big it is, and summer is the time to read those ones. But you'd read it so much faster than you think you would.
Yes. Now, okay, a question from myself to you, yes. Jenna. Good cookbook recommendations. Are there any cookbooks this Christmas that are like the ultimate Christmas gift?
So every year we have a new Otolenghi, and this is, he's a Israeli chef, so popular over the years. He has got a new one called Comfort, which I think in cookbooks in the last few years we're really seeing like the one pot, one tray comfort type books come through. And so I would recommend that. He had a few in-between books over the last few years that were like flexi-bound and a little bit more niche, where this is back to being a big, beautiful hardback book. The best-selling cookbook, I think, in New Zealand... Oh, definitely Australia right now.
Women's Weekly birthday cake book? Or?
I wish. No, it's Recipe to Neats. Do you know her?
No, I have.
Her name's Nagi. I'm blanking on her last name at the moment, but Recipe to Neats is massive in Australia. It started from a blog, and now this is her second cookbook, and they're really great recipes. So that's flying out the door. There's also the best-selling cookbook in New Zealand is Chelsea Winter's Tasty. There's also a new Rick Stein, there's a new Jamie Oliver, there's a new Raw Sisters for a salad-y, like, fresh look one. There is also, I think Siri talked about it last week, a Nigel Slater, did she talk about that? Which is more food writing, and then Stanley Tucci has food writing as well. So there's lots for the foodies this Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Yeah.
Now what else have you got on your pile that you are considering getting yourself or family for Christmas?
Well, I am very excited. It's quite a curation of the summer reading pile, and there's something in me that feels like I have to finish 2024 books before I go into 2025, because I feel like I can't. And if you're a bookseller, you always have to look forward. So I'm going to be reading Monty Suter's Kawai, The Tree of Nourishment, which is the sequel to the first Kawai, which is like Monty Suter's a historical New Zealand Maori writer, but he has made this fictional series about his own whānau. So I'm getting deep into that. It's like really great Maori historic fiction. And I'm just trying to visualize what's above my bed. Rachel Kushner's Creation Lake, that was shortlisted for the Booker, and just a few others. I'm excited about it. Some of them are 2025 titles for sure too.
Now, what would you recommend for someone who doesn't do a lot of reading but loves blasting out a couple of books over summer?
Is this you?
So needs to get wants to get back into it.
Yeah.
Typically they would reach for like just a big old blockbuster that they could blast out, but also into something a bit left to center. Where would they start for books?
I'm still going back to Tim Winton Juice. I think you would like that, Johnny.
Mm-hmm.
I think also, if you, is this actually for you?
Oh, it could be for me.
Oh, you could go into the music memoirs as well.
What is good on the music memoirs? I love a good, you know, book about musicians.
There's an REM one.
Okay.
There is Rebel Girl by, oh, what's her name? Oh gosh, I'm not prepared for this question. This is terrible. Usually, who's the person? Kathleen Hanna.
Okay, Kathleen Hanna.
And then there's the guy Serge, who lives in New Zealand.
Yes, Serge Tankin from System of a Down. I read his book. It's great if anyone wants.
Oh, because you interviewed him,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I interviewed him. I read the book before I spoke to him, and that was that's a great book.
And there's a new Jesus Mary Chain.
Okay.
Book as well.
Yes.
Yes. So there's a few music memoirs floating around.
All right.
For sure.
Okay.
And yeah, with a nonfiction, maybe that's the way that you delve into things as well, like great nonfiction.
And what was that local book about it, someone on campus who was like writing about going to shadows and stuff like that? What's that book?
Oh, Greta and Velden. You should totally read that.
Have you got
that.
Copies of that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Rebecca K. Riley wrote this, I think it came out in 2020, but it has had a really long life. And it just got published in the UK and the US this year.
Mm-hmm.
And it was on the Waterstones fiction pick. And it was also a Goodreads finalist for the best novel of the year. So that's so amazing. And it is this brother and sister just pumping around this area that we stand right now. And then if you've read Greta and Velden and loved that, Shiloh Keno's All That We Know has similar feelings in terms of like dry humor, and easy read, but also has really important thoughts about the role of te reo Māori and learning te reo Māori and where you've come from, etc.
Okay.
You should read that. I think you have a copy.
I do. It's on my desk. It's on my desk. There's so many books to get through.
Yes, yeah. And I know you've got two little ones. It would be hard to concentrate. Yep. But hopefully this summer is your summer of no phones, no scrolling.
Yeah. Throw that phone out,
eh? Throw the phone out. Turn up, put yourself on airplane mode and pick up some books. You'll feel so good for it. And then you can start 2025 with an awesome reading goal, I reckon.
I need to. I need to get back into it. Now, time out. Hours over Christmas,
online store, always open. Open 9 till 9 every day, except for Christmas Day, which was the only day of the year we're actually closed.
Mm-hmm.
And then on public holidays, we're open 10 till 6. So we're still there for your summer reads. I know there'll be a lot of people getting gift vouchers. You can come in and redeem those over the summer period before you go on your little summer trip, wherever you go. And we're wrapping. And we're just cranking on, surviving on flat whites and Christmas cookies.
Jenna, we just about forgot this.
What?
But you did actually prep for this question.
Oh, I did.
Here we go. Did you have any more thoughts on my 8-year-old's Egyptologist question?
Did they get in touch again?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you so much.
Horrible history is not really his jam.
Okay. So, I actually did prep for this, and I have two thoughts for you. There's this really great book on the shelf called Talk Like an Egyptian. It's published by the British Museum. So have a look at that. It's like it's a non-fiction kind of encyclopedic type book, but not too crazy expensive. It's $33. And then also we have on the shelf an Egyptology 1,000-piece jigsaw puzzle,
mm-hmm.
which we have a lot of puzzles at the shop, and they've just since COVID times, we sell so many puzzles, which I think is such a nice summer activity to do as a family. So those are my thoughts for your 8-year-old. We have Totally Chaotic History, Ancient Egypt Gets Unruly by Greg Jenner, but I think that's more in the Horrible Histories type feeling, and that's a paperback.
Okay.
Yes. Oh, thank you for reminding us about that. I would have been so annoyed leaving and forgetting that I didn't answer your question because I was prepared.
Was there anything else that you prepped for?
No, that was all.
That was it?
Yeah. Right. But thank you. Thank you, as always, for having us for your book reviewers. We love BFM and we're looking forward to being back next year.
Awesome. Hey, thank you, Jenna, and thank you, Time Out.
Thank you.
That was Loose Reads.